Good evening, everyone. We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're starting a new chapter, finally, after some long discussion that Chafetz Chaim took us on about giving a double tithe, otherwise known as a fifth. We're up to the 20th chapter in the second section of the Avat Chesed, Boivar, Pratei, Dinam, Vazbez, Tzedakah. We're going to go into the details of spending tzedakah. So he begins, Itavik Tubot. The Talmud tells us in Ksubos, Ditkinu Chazal Be'usha, the sages instituted in Usha. Usha is the name of the city where the exile, where the sages exiled themselves towards the destruction of the temple. There were 10 such cities where the Sanhedrin stopped. One of them is Usha. So they instituted there, Hamvazbez, Al Yevazbez Yoter Mechomish. If you're going to spend, you have a maximum of 20%. Do not spend more than a fifth. Shema itztech labiriyot, lest the person reaches a point where he needs help from other people. Im lo mishu ashir muflag, unless you're exceptionally wealthy, you know, if Bill Gates gives 50% of his wealth, he doesn't have to worry about it. Mashma baposkim, de'alav lo hayta takana. The poskim, the commentaries who gave ruling in halacha, they seem to say that a person who's extraordinarily wealthy, about him they didn't tell him to limit himself to a fifth, even though it's a machlokas. V'chein levazbez kodem moto. What about a person, he's lying on his deathbed, he's 119 years old and 364 days, and that's it, he knows he's got one day left to live. So now he's got 3 million in the bank. He's not extraordinarily wealthy, he's only got 3 million in the bank.
Only 3 million.
Only 3 million, okay. You know, for a guy who's 20 years old, 3 million won't carry him for life. For a guy who's 119, so he wants to give half his wealth. So, before he's passing, at that age, he's not worried if he has 1.5 million left that he might need other people's help. In such an instance, he's also allowed to spend a lot. And that's what's ruled in the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, that prior to a person's passing, he could give out his money. And some say that he's limited even then up to a third or up to half, but more than that, he shouldn't give. Kedamrinam, the Talmud tells us about Mar Ukva, Shamar Kodem Otok, Shitponen Matzdaka Shasabi Mechayav. Mar Ukva was lying on his deathbed, and he looked back at all the charity he had done in his days. Amar, O Harachikta Uzvadin Kalila. I've got a long journey. Ocha, the journey is rachikta. It's a long journey. Uzvadin, and my suitcases, what I've got to take along with me is kalila, is so light. Ufalginu lin chasav litzdaka. And then he said, boy, I'm not ready for this journey. He's lying there on his deathbed, and he says, forget it, I'm not ready. His whole life he's been a tremendous tzaddik, a tremendous talmid chacham. He says, what a journey, and I got so little luggage, I got so few mitzvahs. He said, half my wealth give to charity. So you see this concept that when a person's lying on his deathbed, then a person could give more. He could give more than 20%.